two key unions withdrew their support from the Working Families Party on the eve of what was to be a contentious meeting in Albany on whether to endorse incumbent Andrew Cuomo or his Democratic primary challenger, actor and education advocate Cynthia Nixon. Cuomo received the party's nomination in 2010 and 2014, but this year many grassroots activists in the party said they were inclined to back Nixon, saying that Cuomo had done too much to enable Republicans to remain in control of the state Senate and block votes on a range of progressive issues. WFP's executive director, Bill Lipton, who has officially remained neutral on the endorsement, is now accusing Cuomo of laying the groundwork for the split, saying that in a meeting Lipton attended earlier in the week, Cuomo was threatening people. Lipton says Cuomo said he'd refuse to take calls from any unions who continue to financially support the progressive groups who are backing Nixon.
He's the governor of New York State, and, you know, obviously if he tells people to lose his phone number, that means that they're not going to be able to communicate with him about issues of vital concern to their members.
Lipton says he knows the unions are in a tight spot and says he respects their decision, but he acknowledges that it's a tough day for the party. Unions provided a significant amount of money for the party's activities, but he remains optimistic.
The dust hasn't settled yet. I think sometimes when progressive organizations stand up and fight for what they believe in, sometimes they build something that's really powerful and strong, and we might be in one of these moments.
Jessica Wisniewski, a Working Families Party committee member who is a member of the activist group Citizen Action, says it's much more likely now that the party will endorse Nixon over Cuomo.
Assuming the state committee members are in the same place they have been in the past few days, those that will be there, I think, are overwhelmingly supportive of Cynthia Nixon.
Wisniewski also says she's not holding the decision by the unions against them.
And it's clear that the unions are under a tremendous amount of pressure from Governor Cuomo. And we stand in solidarity with unionized workers and ununionized workers, and nothing's ever going to stop us from fighting for the important issues that face unions and all working families.
Cynthia Nixon's campaign issued a response saying, "This shows Cuomo will do absolutely anything to win except become a progressive." Rebecca Katz, senior strategist for the campaign, adds that it shows just how terrified he is of Cynthia Nixon. A spokeswoman for Governor Cuomo's campaign denies that the governor has anything to do with the Working Families intra-party split. Spokeswoman Abby Fashauer says the schism in the WFP is between its founding labor unions and their organizing groups. But she says the governor stands with organized labor and will follow their lead. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.